The following is brought to you by the Yoga Sanctuary, located in downtown Punta Gorda, Florida. Learn more by visiting our website, www.theyogasanctuary.biz.
Greetings, and welcome to Talk 6 in our 10-part series of basic mindfulness and meditation instruction. In today's talk, we'll explore expectation bias and how we bring tension with us to the things we encounter. One day I was in Chicago, standing outside O'Hare Airport with my co-pilot, waiting for a hotel van. My co-pilot in this case happens to be a good friend and a fellow meditator who's fairly new to the practice. It was a typical December day, windy and cold. I looked at him, and in spite of the fact that he was dressed for the weather, his shoulders were up, even with his ears. His hands were stuffed into the pockets of his overcoat, and it was pretty obvious he was all tensed up. I was amused. I made a suggestion. Relax the tension in your body, check in, and be curious about what it's like to be outside in the cold. He did so. His shoulders dropped down, he closed his eyes for a moment, long exhale, lower CG, and he started smiling. That simple check-in, like I described yesterday, completely changed his relationship to his present moment experience. Lots of things going on in his body, sensations, body compensating for the gusty wind, warmth in some areas, tingling and coolness in others. The process of freezing to death wasn't going to happen in the 10 to 15 minutes it would take for our hotel van to arrive. Why not enjoy it? Why not bring curiosity to the direct experience of what's actually going on, instead of our aversive, negative stories about what's going on? We go through life with expectation bias. Expectation bias is when our expectations about an outcome, individual or situation, influence how we perceive them. Often, we don't perceive our world very accurately because our thinking or expectations obscure the view. We're back on our double-decker bus, squinting to see through our dirty windscreen as our chatty passengers distract us. Part of the purpose of all that thinking is a mind that's trying to protect us, keep us safe. We navigate our world using our thinking mind and past experience to predict and create a safe and certain future. But the future is never certain, so we have a negative bias or momentum that leaves us constantly scanning for threats. This negative expectation bias leaves us misperceiving our world in a very stressful way. We clutch the wheel of our careening bus, jerking left and right to miss the potholes that aren't actually there. The fact is, most of the time, we're not in danger. And yet, many of us spend huge amounts of time in a state of vigilance, expecting the worst, while carrying tension in our body and our mind. All of this combines to alter the way we perceive our world, and once we've misperceived it, we come to believe that it actually is that way. We encounter situations and people, and if we tend to be tense, critical, or aversive, we'll tend to have a negative reaction to them. When we consciously or unconsciously react to things we perceive as a threat or unpleasant, we tense up. We want to push that unpleasant thing out of our experience or recoil from it, make it go away. Often, our lives can be a relentless barrage of unpleasant things, and the tendency is to carry a lot of tension. Tension in our body and in our mind. But does that tension actually do us any good? Or is it harming us, physically and mentally, while causing us to misperceive our world in a stress-producing way? As we begin today's meditation, we'll continue exploring our experience and try letting go of the tension in our body while being curious about the direct experience. Settle into a comfortable, alert posture. Gently Close your eyes and relax the area around your eyes. Relax your jaw and shoulders. Relax your belly. Shift your CG of awareness into your breathing body. And on your own, go ahead and do 3 deep, 4 pause, 8 breaths. Take your time and just notice the impact those long out breaths have in your body. Now, let the breathing return to normal, letting the breath happen on its own. Imagine using awareness like a flashlight. We'll slowly scan the whole body, beginning with the top of your head, and work our way down with our flashlight of awareness. Become aware of the physical sensations around your forehead and eyes. Be curious. What's going on here? Is there tension? Can you relax it? Move down to the nose, mouth, and jaws and relax any tension there. Perhaps move your jaw back and forth a little bit, just relaxing it. Move your awareness into your neck. Is it balanced on your shoulders, or is it being held with tension? Can you relax it? Bring awareness into your arms, forearms, and hands. Is there tension? Move that flashlight of awareness through your chest, along your back, and into your belly. Notice if you're holding any tension here. As you notice tension, imagine you're exhaling into or through it and let it go. Move along the contact points between your body and the chair or whatever's supporting you. Is there tension in your butt, in your thighs? Be curious. Notice and let go any tension as you move along the length of your human vehicle. Continue along your legs, calves, ankles. Notice the contact points of your foot in your shoe or on the floor. Is there tension? Are your toes scrunched up? Relax any tension you find. Now, broaden that awareness, like moving back away from your ship so you can take in the whole view all at once. A broad beam of your flashlight, including the whole body. Head to toe, notice, and let go or breathe through any tension you notice. Whole body breathing. Go ahead and do this on your own for a bit. As we end this meditation, you can slowly open your eyes. As you do this, notice how you feel. Whether we realize it or not, the tension we carry around with us in both mind and body is something we are adding to our experience. The cold, windy weather didn't cause my co-pilot to tense up his body. He did that on autopilot, with no pause between the stimulus of a chill and the aversive, reactive response brought about by his thinking world of concepts and ideas. When he paused intentionally and replaced his aversion with curiosity, his whole experience changed. Checking in allowed him to let go of the tension he was holding, both physically and mentally. He couldn't change his situation, but he could change his relationship to it. Instead of being awful, it became interesting, with lots of direct experiences and information being sent from the senses of his body to his receptive, curious awareness. For the most part, we humans don't perceive the world the way it is, but the way we expect it to be. With mindful awareness, our perception becomes more accurate and less stressful. We can navigate our world with a cleaner windshield. As you go about your life, check in from time to time. Come to your senses. Be curious. What's going on right now in this body? And if there's tension, notice that and see if you can relax it. Less tension in the body, less tension in the mind. Less tension in the mind, less tension in the body. That's all for now. Thanks for listening. I hope you find this useful.